Well, and that still has put the hook on me, is that, I mean, I've always, I mean, you said it earlier. I mean, it's not really a matter of us trying to contact them. They want to contact us just as bad. There's an equal amount of enthusiasm for this.
Even more so on the other side, I understand there are thousands of people eager to contact their loved ones through these ITC systems, and they're just waiting for these bridges to be built.
And that makes sense right there. If it's a human emotion like that, I'm sure, you know, if you passed away prematurely or if it was an accident, a sudden death of somewhere, and there was issues that you didn't have resolved on this side of existence, that would be the one main thing you want to do is just contact that person and say, hey, look, I left the sugar bowl up above the fridge, so, you know, there it is right there. Don't lose it, okay? I didn't steal it or anything like that. I mean, you know, something like that. I'm sure there's things that are much more involved, but people have these issues that are unresolved, and they want to resolve them. So I just didn't know if there was that kind of enthusiasm on that side.
Well,
apparently there is.
Mark, are you familiar with ghost hunting? There's this, and we're part of it, so be gentle. But what we do is we like to run around with some equipment, not as involved as what you guys do, but we run around to houses that are supposed to be haunted and cemeteries sometimes, and places of legend, haunted legends, and we try to capture phenomena on audio tape, on videotape, on 35 millimeter photos, on digital photos, on, you know, any kind of capture some evidence, right? And there's even a series on Sci-Fi Channel called Ghost Hunters, and so you can watch a team doing that in action, you know, every week on Sci-Fi. And there's even a magazine devoted to it called Ghost Magazine. So it's really become an upswell kind of thing, and I had gotten into it, 4 or 5 years ago, and thought it was really, really cool. It does sound a little amateurish compared to what you're doing, but have you heard about that? Do you think what we're doing is
the right thing to do?
The right thing to do, yeah.
It's interesting, you know, sure, I've heard of it. I know a lot of people who are involved in that. The reason I'm not is because when I was first thinking about getting involved in something like that, it was before this ITC work that I got involved in, and what would have drawn me into it was kind of the fear of the unknown and just kind of the spooky side of...
I hear you.
Yeah. There's reasons, different reasons for everybody why they do it, and a lot of them are drawn to that fear, excitement, you know, quest kind of thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I think it's a phase that kind of humanity has to go through. We've severed ourselves so much from the other side in our day-to-day lives. Whenever you branch into something new, and spiritual things are kind of new to a lot of people now, it usually starts out kind of spooky, and the movies that come out are kind of spooky, like that White Noise movie that's coming out soon.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the same with alien movies. They started out coming out really scary and portraying our fears about that. And then you got good heartwarming movies like E.T. and thoughtful movies like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But I think the fear aspect kind of helps us get into a new situation. But then hopefully we evolve into a more meaningful rapport with the other side in this case. To me, the best kind of experimenting is establishing some kind of a sacred space in your home where you invite in your ethereal guides, these very high-level spirits, to come and provide support and guidance in your life, and you invite your departed loved ones who you're especially close to in lifetime and they've died, and people you might respect from history, some people like that, and you draw into your life those kinds of people in spirit, and then you get a lot of positive support for this work. And I think when most people have that attitude, that's when the bridge is going to open up between our world and the other side, because that's when you'll have this feeling of enthusiasm and love and trust between us and the other side. Meanwhile, when we base our efforts on fear and uncertainty, then we attract into our work just beings who are kind of caught up in that same state. You get strange voices on tape, not sure who's talking and what they're trying to tell us. Sometimes they seem lost. Sometimes they seem kind of malevolent or angry. It's all Well, because of how we approach our spiritual research from this side, if we approach it from the perspective of love and trust and enthusiasm, that's the kind of beings we get on the other side who can foster these bridges.
Well, that's what the movie... I mean, we were discussing movies briefly here for a second, and you brought up an interesting point that the fear aspect kind of brings people into this stuff. And I know, you know, all of us down here kind of went through that a little bit. Like, you know, there's always that uncertainty at first, and that was exciting. But once we started getting into this, we realized that it was, you know, well,
it's actually a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of work, which is, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with hard
work. You know, the questions we get from people when they find out what we do and we do this show and whatnot is always, you know, they're always like, well, you know, have you had any giant Galactus beast come after you and chase you down a hallway?
Right, they sort of expect that
to be like
hands
a movie.
Are coming out of the walls and grabbing you and stuff, and it's not quite like that.
And we're always dispelling that with people every day, telling them, look, you know, it isn't about that. You got to take that idea you got from whatever movie you watched and just throw it out the door. It's not about that at all. That's Hollywood. That's entertainment. Look at it from that point of view and then just shut it out, because that's not what you want to walk into a situation thinking of, because you're going to freak yourself out.
Yeah, you could.
You're going to freak yourself out. We've seen it firsthand happen to people in front of us. They just were too freaked out, and they had to leave wherever we were at.
But that's internal to their own head.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That don't help the situation any. This idea, which we keep preaching this, is that you need to drop this Hollywood mentality concerning movies and the ideas these films give you. And if you're going to do something like this, you need to come from an approach that you're talking about, Mark.
Yeah. And you know, if you're driving down a busy street in the crowded traffic, and if off on the side there's a group of people laughing and having a good time, you kind of go by quickly and observe. But if there's an accident or somebody hurt, everybody slows way down because they want to see what's going on. There's a certain adrenaline rush with the negative and the stuff that stirs up the adrenal glands, you know. And so I guess that's what draws people into those kinds of movies, too. That's why action movies and sci-fi thrillers kind of get a lot of attention, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actually a very young... science, then. Well, science and method, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is actually relatively young if it was developed in the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that back in the late 1800s, I'm shocked, because the late 1800s and early 1900s, people were, mostly in England, but also somewhat here in the United States and throughout the world, people were getting together. Pretty much, you know, they'd set up a schedule, weekly or monthly or something like that, and they would, you know, meditate together, and they would form these you know,
seances.
and they would try to get together and do these things, and it was always, you know, once they decided on who it was going to be, it was only them, you know, that kind of thing, and it was very important, and they had some marvelous successes.
Mm-hmm.
They also had some, you know, miserable failures, but but pretty much everybody was, you know, at least striving. That went away for a long time.
Well, it went away for a very long time. I mean, as a matter of fact, World ITC is the only group that I know of that are doing these real lab-type experiments.
Right.
That are really getting down to the technical aspects, which you say it's a small part of it,
but you guys
are really getting down to the bare bones, really digging into this, trying new things, trying new equipment, trying new ideas. I don't see, I mean, most, and I'm not knocking any of the ghost hunting groups out there, because we're one too.
We're doing it too.
I'm
doing it in sort of a haphazard manner.
Yeah.
I'm not as organized and not as determined, I guess, to do every, you know, here's a checklist, and I'm going to go through the checklist one by one. So I'm just not, you know, I'm sort of more haphazard.
Yeah.
In it, and my experiments are pretty weak experiments.
But it seems that we know that there's thousands and thousands of groups of people out there, even just on the internet, that are out running around to different areas doing their research.
And
right?
A lot of them are getting phenomenal results. And now I'm wondering, I'm wondering if it's because of what Mark was saying, their persona, their energy, their outlook, you know, within themselves. Their enthusiasm is enough to where they get these phenomenal photographs, these phenomenal... of course, it's still like, you know, quite a chance thing.
Yeah,
you know, but they get this these great photographs, these great audio clips, these, you know, these things that I've been jealous of. You know,
but what I'm wondering though is if that's, I mean, that alone is a staggering amount of work. We know that, and we do it too. But I'm wondering if it needs to be taken more to the home front where, look, you don't need to go out traveling around all over the country.
Sometimes you
need
don't.
To sit down in your own home, find your own spot in your own home, and work on things. Try to get in touch with yourself.
I think that would be a great thing to do in addition. I don't think I'd give up.
Oh, I wouldn't. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying just to throw more gasoline in the fire.
Right.
Right? And try to get more results.
Mm-hmm.
We should maybe,
and
maybe,
clearer results.
Clearer results. Maybe
like
should,
World ITC.
Exactly, yeah.
In the long run, I think you'll have much better results doing that if you kind of sit at home. They found there's a page on their website under theories. There's an article by Professor William Tiller, Professor Emeritus from Stanford University. He's done a lot of experiments with how people sitting in a sacred site, like a whether it's a sacred room in the house or a church or Stonehenge or something like that, people who have these sacred thoughts, they kind of condition that space with a certain vibration that allows spirit, higher level spirit, to come in and be there with you in much more easily than they can in the day-to-day world, you know. So you condition a space, and that's when you start getting all sorts of really interesting things happening in your experiments, I think.
Well, according to you, as far as what we're talking about here, though, if the astral, the spirit world, the other side, whatever the name we want to dictate for it, it's all around us.
Yes.
So we really, I mean, and I'm not knocking this. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I'm just saying, does it make sense to always go, okay, to find ghosts, we need to go to a cemetery. To find ghosts, we need to go to this house that said it's haunted. If it's all around us, it's just a matter of us reaching out with the right attitude and maybe the right set of equipment, too, possibly. Because they are building stuff on their side, and we're building stuff on our side, too. Obviously, World ITC does that. We could just do this from our home.
Well, I mean, basically,
I'm not saying we shouldn't go to cemetery. We shouldn't go.
We may have to in certain instances.
Maybe,
I still think that even what Mark was saying about the telephone calls and stuff, that there's a position dependent thing, that the other side would take their equivalent of equipment
and superimpose it.
Mm-hmm. So there's a position, a time or not time, but a space coordinate kind of. Mm-hmm. System that they would have to travel to in order to superimpose it. So there is a spatial kind of component in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's sometimes necessary. Like
I'm not trying to sound lazy or anything.
If you need to go to Lizzie Borden's house, you need to go to Lizzie Borden's house.
Sense.
Kind of thing.
If like you go to a place that's haunted or whatnot, and they have such a strong attachment to it, why would they'd be there? They wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good argument too.
But there's the other ones. The other ones that Mark and World ITC seem to be developing a rapport with, who will travel to them, and work on the rapport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell you what, guys, why don't we take a quick little short break?
Let's take the shortest break we have in the segment.
Yeah, we're going to take a short little break, all right, Mark?
Yeah.
We're going to come back, and we're going to start getting into some of the audio.
Cool,
that you can
cool.
We put that link up on the homepage, right?
Yes, we did.
If you go to the homepage now, there's a link up there that you can download the special, super, ultra, super genius zip file, okay, which contains all the fun stuff that we're going to be going through here tonight, along with the audio.
Not the actual audio. The audio you have to hear.
The audio's in there.
The
audio's in there, too. I just put it all in one file. So if you want, you can have all for one special deal. You'll have all the audio and the dialogue, the actual text files.
Okay.
That's like the actual dialogue between the two people who are talking or whatnot. Okay, so download that while we're on the break. When we come back, we're going to start going through all this stuff. And I'm telling you, this is going to get really weird. I hope this goes well.
So we'll be right back with Mark from World ITC.
We'll be right back. stop. Good time, good time.
This is Diane Goodman-Larson, and if you want to find me with regard to Mars and time travel, you can go to www.doortoatlantis.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Highway run to the midnight sun. You go round and round.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit WParanormal.com.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
This is Pat Fitzhugh of the Bellwitch website, www.bellwitch.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
You're all going to die down here.
Doug whittles himself through the barrage of chords.
Yeah.
We nearly lost the table again.
Chords are my vein.
I'm amazed. You've never fallen.
Not yet. Not yet.
The table's taking a few hits, though.
Yeah, I've lost my balance.
You know, DP splashed, ashtrays go flying. You made it, though.
Yeah. So, okay? I have to say, thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that's really opening up my eyes.
This really is. I mean, I can't stress this enough. And, you know, we've had a lot of people on this show over the last few years. And there's just certain people we talk to or groups we come in contact with that just do a certain kind of work that, like you said, it opens your eyes and go,
well,
you reevaluate your approach.
I'm really, really, really deeply impressed myself personally with people who take on a task or a project and really, really fulfill it, really work it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Pat Fitzhugh and his research on Bellwitch.
Yeah.
I admire that.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing we wish we could do.
Yeah,
I agree with you on that.
And because I'm sort of, you know, jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, we talk to a different person every week.
Right.
And
but the World ITC folks and Mark Macy are really opening my eyes because it seems like, you know, like perhaps I'm doing a bit in the haphazard sort of fashion, and if I just focused a little bit more on this, what I'm doing, I could get these results and get results and add to the body of evidence that I'm trying to do and add to my own knowledge and my own spirituality and my own, you know, personal. I this is just absolutely, you know,
it's an eye-opening thing.
You guys are totally right, and I was thinking the same thing that you were thinking, Scott. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of guests on, okay? And I'm learning. I'm like a baby, you know. I learn, that's why I sit here and I just listen, because I'm learning. I should actually be at home listening, really.
No.
I'm serious, and with Mark, it's like, this is the whole thought about getting yourself right first, emotionally and spiritually, you know, because it makes sense. Why would somebody on the other side want to talk to or communicate with somebody who is ornery?
Well,
I don't want to be around people like that.
Right.
It's
going
to cause this interruption.
Well, we concern ourselves with the special flashlight, the special camera, the special recorder, all this technical equipment, which, I mean, granted, I mean, it does have its place. I think it does. And I hear this all at, well, I bought this special camera with this new light optical lens that pulls in more light so it gets more stuff on film and blah, blah, and that's great. Hey, congratulations, you just dropped $2,000 on that. That's cool. At the same time, is this person ready to do the job, though? Do they have the right attitude?
And that's,
are they ready for this?
And those are all tools that you use and stuff for the paranormal investigation. But the best tool that you have is yourself.
Yeah.
So why not make sure that's functioning?
And I've heard that before.
We have.
Nobody's
firsthand.
Ever slapped me in the face and said,
"Hey, man, you're doing it." No,
I
feel
so enlightened. It's
I know. So I have to say to everybody who's listening. Thank you for listening, because this is very important. It's helping me, and I hope it helps you guys, too. And, of course, thank you, Mark.
Definitely.
Because you are helping us.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Mark's like, what are these guys doing?
Yeah, I've been, tonight is the most enlightened I have been.
This is awesome.
Well, the site itself, you guys need to go to the site. You need to, I'm telling you, once you go there, you're going to have it permanently bookmarked on your desktop. So you can go to it anytime you want. I mean, you will spend hours upon hours like we all have spent there.
Well, I've said that about, Bill Nell's stuff.
Yeah.
Because Bill Nell totally, that's just absolutely amazing.
There's just so much information to go through.
Yeah, and now the World ITC stuff. This stuff is out there, and you need to pay attention.
Pay attention, exactly. Now, we're going to get into some of the audio.
If
you have already downloaded your special zip file from the website, you'll have this ready to open up. So we're going to start. What I'm going to do, I kind of discussed this with Mark on the break, so we got an idea of how this is going to work. I have these pieces of paper in front of me.
Okay.
This paper. Okay.
I hear them.
And what we're going to do is I'm going to kind of read through the little blurb. Okay, now what's the first one we have on the list here? I just want to make sure we got this organized.
Kaiserling,
okay.
Kaiserling.
Now, okay, before...
You're
pulling a Scott L on the words there, man. What are you doing? This first piece of audio, I'm just going to read through the little blurb they have, and then we'll play it so people just got a better idea of what's going on. We're going to contaminate the hell out of the evidence. It's going to be great.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll see what happens.
Okay, so this first piece of audio... What I have here is apparently the processes which our spirit colleagues employ to make their voices sound normal to us don't always work. This is a great way to start.
Okay.
But we are told that spirit beings from higher and subtler realms find it a special challenge to convey their voices into our dense world.
Okay.
That seems to be the case with a departed German philosopher named Kaiserling, who came through the telephone of researcher Fritz Malkoff, I got it right, thank God, of Schweiz, Germany. Oh, okay, I wrecked that one. In this short dialogue, the voice of Kaiserling sounds, well, otherworldly. So we'll want to give this thing a shot.
Oh, das ist sehr schön. Ja, das ist sehr schön. Hallo?
Okay, Mark.
Have you heard? You've heard that, right? The Kaiserling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
And it is.
It sounds like one of the lollipop kids, actually. Kind of. I mean, it's got a real high pitched kind of digital, separated digital voice. And by the blurb I read, like we were saying, I mean, they have problems like we do trying to contact.
Right.
And sometimes it don't always come through clear. Mark, you want anything to elaborate on this with?
Not really. They have equipment on their side they use, and that plus the thoughts of people on both sides can all combine to create these voices, and like the article says, it's not easy for them to manufacture voices that sound natural and normal to us, and that was one of the most bizarre I think we've gotten.
And with phone calls like this, you guys aren't expecting these phone calls, are you? I thought it said it was a phone call.
Let me make sure here.
That was a phone call.
Okay, all right.
And but you guys are—is this like a pre-set up time? Can you call me at 6 p.m. or is this just out of the blue? They set up their equipment on the other side, and you've got a phone, of course, sitting there on our side, and they just activate it, and it happens. Or is it pre-set up, or were they not expecting it?
All of the calls that I received always came unexpected. I didn't know who was calling it. The phone just rang it in the normal way. I'd pick it up, and it would be the spirit side instead of somebody on Earth. Although in Europe, some of the experimenters would get a phone call saying, tomorrow at such and such time, we're going to try a video experiment. So set up the TV and the video camera, and... They give explicit directions as to time and
Wow.
I was about to experiment, and then it come through at that time.
Wow.
That's a hell of a phone call right there.
Yeah, that's quite a phone call.
That's one appointment I would not miss.
I would not miss that appointment.
All right, let's move on to the next one here. Okay, now what's the one you have? I just want to make sure we're all synced up here, Will. Constantine Radev.
Radio 1.
Radio 1. Okay, I'm good. I got it lined up. Good. All right, now I'll read the little blurb on this guy. Since his death, the EVP pioneer Constantine Radev, I hope I didn't slaughter that, has told us it is his calling to continue the job of opening the communication bridge between worlds. When I visited colleagues in Europe in the summer of 1994, we sat in front of a set of radios that were emitting a soft blanket of white noise into the room. Suddenly, a tiny voice broke through the sounds. Contact, just in italics. Then the radio sounds were absorbed as though by an acoustic sponge. That's when your ears tighten up. And the voice of Dr. Radev faded in. Now this is what we're. Well, let's just play it.
Okay.
Let's just play it. I don't want to contaminate. Let's just give it a listen. That was a little beat. You turned the volume up while that was going on. So let's try it one more time, Will. Yeah, there's a little bumping there. Somebody fell. but that's all right.
I mean, you can hear
someone speaking, and I'll tell you guys what he said. Just for demonstrative purposes tonight, we're going to contaminate evidence. It'll be fun, right? So what this gentleman, Constantine Radev, said was it can only work when the vibrations of those present are in complete harmony. And when their aims and intentions are pure. Boy, that sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what he said. I mean, and you'll hear the voice is deep. Get used to that.
Okay.
We're going to be hearing a lot more of this. Mark.
Radev is a pioneer, like it said in there, of electronic voice phenomena.
Research.
And research. And
even he's so passionate that he took it over to the other side with him, and he's still working on it.
Right, yeah, we have of all the different occupations you can have on Earth, this has the best retirement package.
Right. Well, I mean, you can hear the voice. I mean, somebody in that piece of audio, somebody bumped it. I don't know if they... I don't know if you know this or not, but did they actually... They heard that come through the radios, that obvious. They heard this voice coming through. And, I mean, somebody bumped the mic a little bit, but you do hear that come through. That's in the packet, everybody, the packet you can download from the site.
It started very soft, and then it faded in at the end of that sentence. And then he went on to address each of the five people in the room and give each of us a very personal message.
Yeah, that reads on after that, actually, and that's part of that, too. I didn't want to read that much, so...
Right.
But, yeah, he goes, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Introducing himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, the next one on here, it's going to be another piece of audio from Constantine Radev. Why don't you cue that up, Mr. Will? And I'll read this up, and I'll just give you I'll tell you when to play it. Okay, now, this excerpt, he went on to convey, what am I doing? This is actually, I actually did include this.
Oh, you did include
it? Yeah, I thought
I
pulled it out.
Okay.
He went on to convey a personal message to each person in the room. To me, he said, finally, last but not least, Mark Macy, my dear friend, we bring our greeting to colleague Meek. And the Uphoffs. We'll get into that too. Also to Hans Heckman, with whom he realizes a beautiful job to spread ITC information. You know by experience, Mark, how dangerous drugs of all kinds can be. Try to warn humanity that they not only alter their present lives on your side, but also influence a negative way with their future lives too. Go on with your experiences, and you will see that the bridge to the States will soon be strengthened. Regina, as your twin soul, can help you a lot. Listen to her inner voice, and you will be in the right way. Thank you. That's what Mark said. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, now, let's give this a listen.
Let's hear that.
Please.
Mark say thank you at the end.
Okay, Mark.
Mark, I think we just turned Doug a complete ghostly white, actually. He's just sitting here pale.
Yeah. Have you surfed the internet and listened to EVP recordings that people have gotten out in the field? And there are things like, you know, Get Out, and, well, we got one that we thought was just absolutely phenomenal. I Want to Go, or
yeah,
and,
I Want to Go,
and Me Too,
and these things floored us, by the way.
And we were absolutely completely shocked about, you know, these little teeny EVPs,
just a couple of words, a little phrase.
You got an entire what is that?
A whole paragraph.
A paragraph. You got four or five sentences, a meaningful thing directed at you from Rodev, of all, you know, spirits, and wow.
The second person that's made Doug speechless in his radio career.
I have only been
career.
Speechless twice, yes. And I have to say, this is incredible to me, because, well, I heard that message. Well, it was in there.
A question I have, Mark, is when this actually happened, when you got this message, this came through, I mean, if you care to share, how did you feel about this? What did it make you feel? I mean, was it curiosity, or was it astonishment, or was it satisfaction that you may have finally gotten something solid to work with?
I felt kind of unbelievably honored just to have to be having that experience. And looking back on it, it again goes back to the fact that the basic idea of ITC and EVP, I think, is knowing who on the other side you're trying to contact. If you're establishing a rapport with a team on the other side and a team on this side, then you can get some pretty amazing types of information coming through once you establish that field. But if you just go out and explore, open up to whoever is out there, like at a cemetery where people are all kind of confused, they're kind of still stuck with their bodies, that they're not sure what death is. And
mm-hmm.
Go to a haunted house where people are kind of stuck in their old home where they used to live, maybe, or where they had a traumatic event happen. These guys are all kind of confused, and you don't get too much from them. But if you have a team on the other side working with specialized equipment, working with you, possibilities are just so much more tremendous in the long run. But it still takes effort to build up this contact field, which is what we're working on now.
Well, maybe that's why a lot of these EVPs that we've seen, and a lot of our listeners have heard, don't make any sense.
Yeah.
They're all like, I got this weird, somebody said hi, or, you know, I mean, just some phrase or word that really didn't apply to the conversation that may have been being recorded between the living people on this plane of reality, and then somebody threw in a little phrase that made no sense. We've heard these for the last 3 years, and they never seem to make sense, except for a few here and there. Maybe that's because you are in this area, like you said, Mark, where people are confused. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand what's happening to them and what they're doing or where they're at.
Something you might try in your experiments is try going to a church or a place that's been around for a long time as a holy place.
Mm-hmm.
Experiments and see if you get some really nice voices and maybe even some singing on tape.
Well, we're going to listen to that too. That's part. We're not done yet. We got a lot to go over here. Let's move on to the next one here. Now
I just want to reiterate my awe. I am in awe.
I'm trying to get through this too. Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting like my jaw's on the floor, and it's hard to read when your jaw's on the floor. But okay, now this next piece we have. This is another piece of audio from Konstantin Rodev. Now, there's an actual dialogue on here. I don't want to go through the whole dialogue. I'm just going to read a little blurb I put in front of this. The computer of Adolf Holmes was connected to nothing but a printer with a power outlet in the wall. There was no input devices attached other than the keyboard, and there was no connection to the internet. The above message was planted in the computer by Holmes' spirit team. Now, we discussed this a little bit earlier, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From his perspective, the message simply appeared in the computer on February 20th, and it verified the phone calls placed to George Meek and to me in the U.S. a month earlier. We're going to listen to those, too.
Okay.
That was reasonable proof that the phone calls to the American researchers had indeed been made by our spirit friends. With the burden of proof out of the way, I began to receive a series of phone calls from Konstantin Rodoff in the coming years. This is part of a 15-minute phone dialogue I enjoyed on May 3rd, 1996. And this is telephone 2, Mr. Will.
As far as ITC progress here in Colorado with my group, how soon do you think we'll be able to expand into television contacts and computer contacts, or are we going to stick with voice for quite a while?
Well, we see it, the first good voices will come through in the fall this year, and it will develop on that.
I see. I'm thinking of incorporating subtle energy technologies into the system on my side. Do these things sound like a good idea?
Sure, very good thought of you. You will have to wait for the things that our group can tell you.
Okay. Can you tell me about the equipment that you use to produce such a perfect, almost perfect voice on Earth? I mean, that must take a lot of work on your side.
Well, it depends on your reception, or mainly on your psychic reception. We intend to give plans of our equipment to send them through. And we also wanted to give a sort of a map of our world, also transmitted to your world, will be done in the next weeks or months.
That's tremendous. That's wonderful.
Well, you don't need a transcript to understand that one.
It's pretty clear.
Absolutely clear.
I mean, I was reading along just seeing, you know, what my ears and my eyes were going to tell me. And the voices, I mean, obviously Mark knows this, but the voice is very deep.
Right. And it's got the German accent.
Yeah,
or the
it's foreign. Very deep.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's really working to try to get those words out to me. But it's clear, though. You can understand what he's saying and what his team is working on.
Hence Mark's question, you know, how difficult is it, what kind of equipment, you know, to make it so clear? And he says, of course, it depends on your reception.
Yeah, yeah.
Was the answer. And, but that, Mark, is you're used to this, a complete conversation?
Was I used to it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, you sound very relaxed. You sound like you're just discussing business.
Yeah.
I was actually pretty nervous at the beginning, and I relaxed more the more we talked. I was extremely nervous at the beginning of that.
I don't blame you. I think I'd be very nervous.
Out of the audio that we've heard so far, it seems like, is it like the telephone is the best way to go?
Certainly is the clearest. I was going to say that. You must have read my mind.
Well, the reason, because I've had an after-death communication via telephone, but it didn't ring. It was more or less like I was trying to make a call, and it was just...
But the line was already in use.
It was already...
By...
It was already in use. I had the phone on, and I was checking for a dial tone, and that's when it came through, because I noticed that I didn't have a dial tone, so I just said hello. I thought maybe somebody was calling as I had picked up the phone, and it was my stepdad who had just died 10 minutes previous to that.
Wow.
So,
I don't suppose you happen to record it.
No,
completely unexpected.
Yeah.
I was so scared, but then all I could keep saying was, hello, hello, and he kept saying, yeah, Deb, which is my mom's name, so... I was listening real closely to what the background noise sounded like, and because I was curious, you know, like where he's at or what it sounds like or whatnot. And it was just it's the best way to describe it was like about 50 or more people talking at like a low roar, kind of like in confusion, like kind of like in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like it was like he was on a payphone or something making his last call, like it was his turn. And it was, I was just so focused on the background noise that I didn't think to communicate because I knew it was him. I knew his voice. I wish I would have said, how are you doing? Or what are you doing? And what's it like? But I was in shock, utter shock.
Telling me a lot, that really opens up channels quickly if you express love to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the connection stronger. And also we've been told that certain people have more of an aptitude than other people. They're born with it, and it's some sort of psychic ability people have. They describe it like a lance that you can use with focused thought to kind of pierce the veil and allow contacts to come in. And if you happen to have that aptitude, I mean, people don't know if they have it or not, but if you happen to, Karma, then you might want to purchase a recording device from Radio Shack that allows you to hook it up to your telephone, and you can record any call that comes in. Just hook up a tape recorder and just be prepared in case you start getting those phone calls in the future.
That was the only call. I wish I would have. I mean, now I would be prepared for it, but definitely I want to get the model and whatever I need to get to do that. But, I'm so mad at myself that I didn't talk to him more. And what you said about the love and everything,
yeah.
The feeling of that, you know what, that makes perfect sense because me and my stepdad, we didn't get along that well. And on his deathbed, I kind of made amends with him and I held his hand and I talked to him throughout that whole night. And I really felt connected. And then that happened to me. So, yeah, maybe he felt like he could.
Yeah.
Do that.
Connect with
had
it.
A profound.
Yeah.
Even though he was asking for my mom. So.
All right. Well, we have another conversation here. Another
okay.
one. We got tons to go through. We need like a 6-hour show for this.
Yeah,
this
unfortunately, we're not going to have enough time to do all of them.
I think we might be able to get through them. I think
okay.
We'll try though. All right. A little blurb on this guy before we play it. There was a faint click on the line indicating the connection had ended. We're kind of going in order here. I sighed and placed the phone on the hook. I hoped the message on the recorder would answer some of my many questions in my mind and fill in enough holes to provide some direction for my research. But I had my doubts, considering the brevity of the conversation. Seconds later, before I even had time to replay the message or turn off the tape recorder, the phone rang again. I knew it was time stream, so I picked it up and said expectantly, "Hello, yes." I think I knocked these out of order a little bit. This was supposed to, whatever. I was supposed to go before. That's all right, though. Go ahead and play this, Will. This is the actual one before that.
Okay.
This is actually, we got knocked out of order. Because
that's okay.
We haphazardly put the show together.
Hello. Yes. I will try to make it secure at this time. It's a VLF receiving converter. Okay? The VLF receiving converter is a receive radio navigation. Speaking to the hand, you have standard frequencies, control, and European LW broadcasts.
Yes.
You have also a 1750-meter line three band, and so on. You can have a converter. You simply connect the VLF converter to your HF radio antenna input and a suitable VLF antenna. Then you convert the entire VLF band to say 10 kHz to 500 kHz up to 4010 to 4500 kHz respectively.
Okay? Wonderful.
Thank you. Right, from this side.
Thank you very much, Constantine.
So these were very specific instructions. This conversation was actually
well. That's the order I have. Yeah,
okay.
This is how that
conversation
yeah.
started.
Mm-hmm.
And these are very specific instructions, Mark. He's giving frequencies and how to hook up the antenna or the equipment.
Like the converters, yeah.
And wow, it's very helpful.
Yeah, we've gotten all sorts of different types of messages, reassurance for what we're doing and descriptions of the other side. And in this case, very technical specifications for setting up a system that might work better in contact.
I'm really curious, and you've kind of talked about it. I'm just wondering what my heart would have been beating at a billion beats a second, I think. I mean, I would have just been like, oh my God, I'm talking to someone. And I mean, really, a couple weeks ago, we actually had a medium on the show. who channeled a man named Gregory,
mm-hmm.
who we spoke to. And one of the things you said a few minutes ago when I asked you what you felt a great sense of honor, you said. And when we were talking to this gentleman named Gregory, you know, the first thing he said is like, "Greetings, my friends, people who want to seek knowledge." And I was kind of like, I felt like I was in an Indiana Jones movie for a second. I'm like, oh, my God. And joking aside, I felt this sense of like, wow, are we really doing something amazing here or what? I mean, we're really cool. You know, I mean, that's the feeling I got when we were talking to this gentleman a couple weeks ago on the show. Feeling, you know.
And when we were asking questions, absolutely floored us with responses, just mm-hmm. immediate and
mm-hmm. yeah, very, very concise.
And again, though, he was using, now this gentleman was using this spirit
mm-hmm.
was using a human's vocal,
an ectoplasmic voice box,
right? And instead of an instrument, instead of technology,
mm-hmm.
do you think that's possible, Mark?
Yeah, well, what we found is that when the spirit comes through the human mind to convey information into our world, it's usually the information is usually filtered a little bit by the thoughts and the attitudes and the beliefs of the channel.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some filtering that goes on. When ITC contacts happen, we were told on one occasion that as long as there's a certain resonance or harmony among the people involved, the message can come through with very little filtering going on.
Well, if you use a machine, though, like a radio or a TV or whatever, things we're talking about here, does it still have to come through the mind? Can it come through a mechanical source?
It has to come through the field, the resonance field, the harmony field that they've set up.
Okay.
That's how they're piercing this veil.
Understand.
So you're still affected in some way, I'm quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now.
But wow, these are complete conversations. Again.
Yeah. Well, wait, and then we're moving on to. Now, just stick around here. We got a lot to hit here. The next one here, that's the one after the telephone, too, there, Mr. Will. Another gentleman, Marcello, I'm going to screw this Italian gentleman, Miss Marcello Bacci.
Bacci.
Okay. Did I do it right? Great, thanks. Of Gassetto, Italy, born in 1927, began experimenting in the paranormal in 1949. Soon he began recording voices using an old vacuum tube radio. My favorites. A spirit team developed around his work, and they spoke to him through the radio sounds. People would visit him in his lab at home, and very often their departed loved ones would talk to them through Mr. Bacci's radio. Today, in this new century, Marcello Bacci still uses the vacuum tube radio, and his spirit friends not only talk to him, but sometimes they sing to him.
Ah, okay.
Will? Now, I thought XM radio was cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was state of the art. Right?
That sounds angelic.
That's a beautiful, beautiful music. When I heard it the first time, I was like, wow, it's very beautiful music.
It's real beautiful.
Coming through this gentleman's radio, Mark.
Yep.
Have you experienced musical contact?
No, when I was doing all my radio experiments, I sometimes hooked up a synthesizer. I was hoping to get actual MIDI files or MIDI contacts somehow from the other side. But I'm sure that'll happen in the future when the bridges open up, but I haven't had much luck with music so far.
That's amazing, though. They come through like that. These people are jamming on the other side.
And we're
getting it. You know?
That would be what you would do.
That's not a lot different, though.
And if you put yourself, if you put yourself in this researcher's place, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the first time he got a musical contact like that?
Well, yeah. Well, imagine someone walking in during this, like, oh, hey, that's a nice song you got going on the radio there.
And
you're
like, it's not
like,
on the radio.
Hey, what station's that on? Don't ask.
Heaven FM
101. Yeah, right. Yeah, what are you going to say about that?
That is
amazing.
Absolutely incredible. That's mm-hmm. a lot of information mm-hmm. to put together. Because music is, if you take voice... you know, a voice, you know, mm-hmm. I have a word and mm-hmm. then another word and mm-hmm. then another word. And if you string them together,
yeah.
occasionally it makes some sense.
Yeah.
But music is a complex actual art
yeah.
form.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of information.
To try to transfer
would
over.
I was going to say, would you say, Mark, that the ones that come through with music or singing, that they're like on the high level, like a high level spirit that like, you know, that has more experience, it would have to be, like what you're saying.
Say, yeah, when the more happiness you have, as a rule in your life, the higher your vibration spiritually. So people who sing are typically people who feel really good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're at a much more contented place, what some people call the paradise world or heaven or the summer land. Mm-hmm. The really nice spirit world, yeah.
Okay. Well, now we're going to move on now to the Spiritcom dialogues, Mark, okay? There's some dialogues up on the site, and they're all in your nifty little folder we provided for you guys tonight to go through. We're going to go through these separately. I'm not going to go through these. These are just straight dialogues, okay? So what we're going to do is just play the first one here and just kind of go with it and just kind of go through them a little bit. Go ahead, Will. That's a little short one. They get longer now.
Well, what he's saying is the preamp.
Yeah, they're talking about technical stuff again.
They're doing technical stuff. Now, this sounds more like a computer voice.
Well, yeah, what the Spiritcom device is doing is part of it. I mean, because once you get into this manual, the whole manual, I mean, it goes in every direction possible. And it amazed me, because being a musician, they actually break into the 13 harmonic levels of an adult voice.
Okay.
And that's what this machine, part of it, and part of the different incarnations over the years were working on. That was part of the experiment, and that's part of this one, too, is that they were trying to synthesize an actual voice. You hear, like we heard Constantine earlier, his voice, you could actually feel the vibration. If you were to put that on a really loud speaker, and you would feel that come through, the low-level vibrations, and you can hear the vibrations going through this also. The machine is synthesizing these 13 harmonic tones, and that's producing, well, with the help of the other side, obviously, they're producing this voice, okay?
This is a different kind.
This is a different kind.
I mean, I know how telephones kind of work,
yeah.
you know.
Well, what Mark, so what Mark said.
It's a different kind of technology,
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
So that's why it sounds different.
Well, what Mark said, I mean, they're trying to, you guys at World ITC are trying to develop a reliable means of communication between our world and that world. That was the idea behind Spiritcom, from what I read.
So this was early technology? Mark, this was earlier than the telephone communications then?
Yes, it was. This was the very first step beyond EVP.
Mm-hmm.
First time that we had actual dialogue through equipment with the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Do Spiritcom units still exist?
I think it's somewhere in Florida, but it never worked for anybody except for Bill O'Neill.
Okay.
Okay.
It's true with a lot of ITC equipment that's developed. It seems to be custom made for the energies and the psyche of a particular experimenter.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Let's hear some more Spiritcom stuff.
Yeah, let's go to you, Will.
This is what you called me about on the phone, Scott L., because you had called me up and you said, there's this guy, and he is helping the guy perfect the piece of equipment.
Yes.
Hmm.
I mean, we're talking hardcore. I mean, this is hardcore electronics.
Because
talking
he's talking about transistors, capacitors.
Mm-hmm.
This is the longer clip of the one we just played, actually.
Yeah.
Because the one we had played just previous was within.
Was
the,
very.
This was a longer clip of that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. This
okay.
was a longer clip of because they were talking.
I just
about
pulled them all down and said, "We're going to play them all."
This is groundbreaking. This was the beginning. This was the groundbreaking.
Yeah, exactly.
Experiment.
Let's just keep cranking through these because I really want to get them all done. I really want to get ready to hear all these things live.
Well, actually, we've only got the 8 minutes left, and we've got to make way to for
Don't Turn Over. Oh yeah, that's what I mean. We can do
Let's
this.
Do a couple more, but then I want to ask Mark.
Well,
the one I
do want to get in. I think it's very important.
Okay.
Let's do the next one, Will. Let's listen to the next one. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's much better right there, William.
Yes, sir, I understood, Doctor.
Very well.
Okay. Doctor, I'm sorry, I was lighting a cigarette.
Oh, that's
a cigarette. I wanted to get this one in number six because Dr. Mueller, Mark.
He's kind of cantankerous sometimes.
He's got a sense of humor. I mean, these guys are going back and forth, and Dr. Mueller's working, and he's like, William.
Are you there?
Hello? What's going on? I'm sorry. I'm lighting a cigarette. Oh, those cigarettes again. Great. Thanks. he's a bit fun. I mean, I didn't expect to hear anything like that until I started going through this stuff.
I know you want to play number five or whatever.
That's
but
what
I'd rather like leave that.
Well, everybody has it. Everybody has it.
Okay,
that's cool.
Because what I want to do, Mark, is I want to ask what's next. I mean, this has absolutely opened my eyes. I know you had mentioned in one of them about video, and we only have like 6 minutes left, but what's the next step then? How are you guys progressing?
They said that these fantastic ITC contacts depend not only on a good contact field between a team here and a team there, but also on the attitude of the general public.
Mm-hmm.
The next step seems to be an effort to get people excited about spirit communication. We probably have to go through the stage of getting them spooked first, get their attention, but then we have to inspire them and show them the tremendous possibilities of this work. So many things can be conveyed from the other side about what life is like over there, and reassure people that death is certainly not an end, and it, for most people, it's not a spooky ending. It's a transition to a paradise, basically, an absolutely beautiful existence. And if we can get everybody thinking about that and interested in communicating with these people in paradise and these ethereal beings who can convey oceans of wisdom and love to our world, then the contact field will become strong, and there'll be contacts happening by telephone, radio, television, computer, everywhere. It'll spread around the world like a tidal wave. It'll just be amazing what happens. But first we have to get people's minds opened up, get people excited about the possibilities.
Well, Mark, we're going to work with you on that because we're going to have you back on this show anytime you want.
You've excited us, so you've gotten us.
This really has. Well, I mean, people know that. I mean, a month and a half ago, when I started studying this thing, of course, I put a link up right on the homepage where we put our updates at. Mm-hmm. And said, check out this site. Check out Spiritcom. And it's obviously inspired me to, I'm in the rough planning stages of working on something along these lines, too. So, I mean, from what you're talking about, you have inspired a member here on this radio show, a co-host, to start doing this kind of work.
Good. I'm really glad you guys invited me on. It was fun.
Well, we'd love to have you back on again, Mark.
I'll I'd be happy to come back on.
Because we didn't get into video. We didn't.
No. We just talked about the audio today, and there's so much more we'd like to cover.
Mark, I want to say, Mark, that I'm sitting here thinking of all the things I need to work on, like with myself, that to better myself and to so I can get better connected or more connected with that. You know, things I need to work on that are negative.
Well, that's a big thing we learned tonight, I think.
Being on Earth, I think we all have all those things to work on. Everybody does. I do, you do, we all do, yeah.
Well, it's not only going to help you with this kind of studying this stuff, it's going to help you in life.
It's going to help you as a person, as a human.
Exactly.
It's going to make you more complete. It's going to make you a better person. So just look at that viewpoint. I mean, geez.
Right.
So I mean,
because that affects everything. Not
yes, it does.
People
research.
Are out. Yeah.
I think it's happening though. I think that with like movies such as White Noise, with television shows such as Ghost Hunter and magazines,
they are
going to
spook people
magazines.
Out at first, like Mark said. They're gonna creep people out. I have to agree with that. But I hope that people go the other way and start thinking about it more.
Right. And if it actually inspires you to think about it more, maybe look it up on the internet and find World ITC or Ghostly Talk, and then of course World ITC because it'll be a permanent link.
Yes,
the possibilities. I think it's just starting now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we keep saying this, and we've been saying it for the last few months. I mean, this 2004 was a very important year. I think.
Oh, definitely.
For Ghostly Talk and the paranormal field and the community and the scene, whatever you want to call it, in general, because I've seen it. I've watched it kind of progress over the last year, and I've watched more people start to think about things a lot more than just 15 minutes in front of them. They're thinking about their whole life, and they're thinking about what may be outside of that, too, and ways they can contact, things to do, things maybe just to do what you guys are doing at World ITC actively right now. It's just an amazing thing, and I think, 2005, seeing that we're at the tail end of this year, I got a feeling it's going to be even more hairy. It's going to get even more intense. But it's going to be good, though, I think. And, I mean, this just reassures me that there are good people like yourself and the people you work with, Mark, that are out there doing this. They're really getting their hands dirty, and they're getting results, too.
Yes, and so I have to say thank you not only for being on our show, but thank you for all the work you've been doing and all the studying and all the research. That's very inspiring, and I am in awe.
Me too.
Scott.
Yes.
Yes, so with that, though, I do have to say, Mark, can you hang on the line for just a moment?
Sure.
Because I'd like to close out the show and make
Mark,
way.
Well, hang on for a second.
Wait.
What?
Mark, did you say my name?
I said Scott, yeah.
Okay, all right, we're just making sure. we're a little sensitive right now. We just heard Scott pop up for no reason, and we didn't know if that was you or not. We're like, okay.
I think it was the phone, the way it
Yeah, I might have cut out or something like that.
But I have to say, we do have to clear the way.
Yeah, we got
to
clear the way.
Paranormal, which is the next show on Pioneer.
Yeah.
Again, Ghostly Talk is live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and it features myself, Doug.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Scott O.
And Karma.
And Karma. And, of course, Will mans the boards.
Get over to World ITC. Check this stuff out.
Yeah.
Listen to it. Read it. Try to understand it.
And, yes, I have to say, again, thanks to World ITC and Mark for appearing on Ghostly Talk.
They'll be back.
Thank you very
and,
much.
Yes, and you guys, happy holidays. Have a safe holiday weekend.
We'll
next
see you guys
weekend.
After
we
Christmas.
We will be
We're going
to
be back here jamming.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to chill out.
Tune in. And with that...
I think we're all a little off our kilter right now.
I think there's going to be a lot of emailing going on.
Yeah. Going
Thank
on.
You, everybody.
Have
we'll
good
talk
night.
To you next week, and happy holidays.
Bye.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote.
quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.